It seems like any building with enough room for a kitchen hood and a few tables is liable to be drafted into the growing ranks of eateries in New Orleans these days, never mind its original purpose or design. In Mid-City, however, one of the dining scene's newest additions has taken up residence in what has long been a distinguished New Orleans hybrid. Vessel opened recently in the old church on Iberville Street that for nearly 30 years was home to Christian's Restaurant, and which later had a stint as the restaurant Redemption. Vessel is much different from either of its predecessors, which were both formal. Yet the setting here remains central. Before you get into Chef Nick Vella's rendition of Mediterranean cooking, and even before you consider Vessel's intricately detailed drink list, you have to size up the salient fact that you're in a church. That's not to say it feels hallowed. People have been dining and drinking under this steeple for decades. And now, much more than ever, the space is designed to function as much as a bar as a restaurant. But as cocktail glasses clink and tables fill with wild boar pâté and peach salads, the open rafters still rise above, Gothic chandeliers extend down, and old stained glass windows arc across the walls. In the kitchen, Vessel's concept is something called coastal cuisine, but the focus is not specific to seafood. Instead, it's about fresh flavors of seaside regions and Mediterranean influences that go beyond Italian and French classics. Here's how this plays out. Delicate pasta bundles filled with fresh ricotta and interspersed with charred corn and black truffles. Flatbreads that taste lighter than they should because they start out with thin lavash before they're topped with shrimp and arugula or lamb and crushed tomatoes. Raw red snapper crudo, layered over the icy crunch of watermelon granita, and chicken braised in olive oil with a lushly full flavor without the accustomed rustic heft of this dish. The bar at Vessel now stretches across nearly the length of one wall, which reorients the old space that some will remember from the Christian days here. Now, the room is lined with long, high communal tables and smaller tables along a banquette. It's that modern eatery meets bar design. But while the changes are significant, visiting Vessel still comes back to the singular setting. Particularly, there are those windows, framed across three sides of the soaring room. The hues coming through start out a honey amber color, and they change throughout the day. By sunset, they change the tone of the room practically minute to minute, putting on a subtle, ambient light show. That will be familiar to anyone who dined here in the Christians or Redemption eras, though now, they glow over a much more social space. For the generation that doesn't have memories of those old places, well, just look for that steeple in the stained glass windows at Vessel. Once you're under the rafters here, you'll have no trouble recognizing where you stand. Learn more at wwno.org.